Important plume update. Is a massive breakout incoming?
This is one of the best looking crypto projects on the planet. And recently there were some updates that you need to know about.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very important update episode for Plume, which is, in our opinion, one of the most legit crypto projects in the world, and they've been up to some crazy stuff lately.
Some people are calling this the Shopify of real-world assets, RWAs, and this is very important because what they're doing is they're tokenizing RWAs and distributing them globally to ensure that native crypto users can actually and seamlessly interact with these, you know, what we're hearing every day from Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, about the tokenization of everything. Recently, there was a crash, I guess it made headlines with OM. Mm-hmm. Was supposedly like a real world asset play, and it rug pulled everybody.
Yep.
$6 billion. So there hasn't been a lot of real world asset plays that we have really covered aside from Ondo, mm-hmm. which is more tackling like US treasuries and seems to be more focused toward the institutions. Mm-hmm. Whereas when this is called the Shopify of RWA, this is another platform that we like due to some of the big backings that they have, mm-hmm. real investors, where this looks like it could be one for the everyday individual.
Yeah, okay. So the first huge piece of news for Plume that came out over the last month or whatever it is, they just received an investment from Apollo Global Management, a $600 billion asset under management, massive, massive group. And here's the coolest part about this. Not only have they got a seven-figure investment from Apollo Management, but Apollo Management doesn't just throw their money around. You know, sometimes you hear like, oh, invested by KuCoin Labs, these Animoca brands. These guys are investing in literally everything.
Yeah.
Apollo Management has only made three
crypto
investments in the last 3 years.
Wow.
They're very selective, and the investments they make tend to do very well. The most recent one was in that Sui blockchain, S-U-I. And if you go check the chart, they were probably buying Sui for like, I don't know, half a cent. And it went to $5.
Whoa.
So when big money, we're talking about nearly $1 trillion under management here.
Yeah.
When big money talks, we listen.
That's crazy because this is already a project that has two massive equity firms, Carlyle with $450 billion under assets under management, and PIMCO with $2 trillion in assets under management that have already committed to tokenizing somewhere north of $4 billion of assets on the Plume network. So this is absolutely massive to have these guys also join.
Yep, 100%. And then when you look at, okay, so where's Plume right now? It's in testnet phase. Mainnet is coming soon. Look at the amount of adoption they've already received on the Plume testnet before this thing is actually live for everyone to use. They support over 18 million user crypto wallets, over 200 integrated protocols on its testnet. The demand for what Plume is building in the real world asset space is already through the roof. And when you see their backing, institutional backing, you see their proven technology, you see their user adoption, and then you move into some other names we've heard being floated lately. Is that Binance? Is it Grayscale? What's going on there?
Yeah, I think the fact that when you can demonstrate on your testnet that you had nearly 4 million unique active users interacting, contributing to 265 million transactions, that is a lot mm-hmm. of volume. So now we're seeing YZ Labs, which is Binance. It's Binance.
CZ and Binance.
It's CZ and Binance, joined the strategic investor, making this the first RWA-focused investment for Binance, which is absolutely huge. And then we also have Grayscale added Plume to their token watch list of assets under consideration. Again, this is going to be one of those moments that allows TradFi and the everyday individual to gain access to projects that are, quote unquote, a little bit more difficult to obtain. And that is the benefit of having Grayscale potentially add them to their basket, but additional to receiving a ton of capital from Binance, one of the leading exchanges.
Yeah, and you know, our thesis here, I think when we see hopefully this second wave of the bull market in the second half of 2025, once the tariff and trade war deal is all kind of complete, that quality projects are going to rise to the top. I think we saw in the last wave of the bull market, meme coins, scams, rugs wiped out everyone. But now when you're seeing institutional money really flow in with regulation in the United States of America specifically, what projects are institutions going to be buying? And big money guys, hedge funds, they're not going to be buying Fartcoin.
No.
They're going to be buying real coins. And that's where Plume, that's why we're so bullish on Ondo. And then you look at a comparison. Okay, let's do a comparison, quick one, between Ondo and Plume. I hold both. I think they're both excellent projects. Ondo, market cap, $1-2 billion. Plume, $250, $300 million, right? So Plume is undervalued to a factor of 10x compared to Ondo. And actually, you could argue, has more big money partnerships. I know Ondo is a BlackRock coin, and we love that. But Plume has more in number of partnerships. They got this $600 billion asset manager behind them, Binance, potentially Grayscale. So for me, I think Plume will do an easy 10x here to get up to that $2-3 billion market cap. Like, there's no guarantees in investing, but for me, Plume at $300 million market cap, that, personally, I think that is as sure of a thing in 10x for a large cap that you can get in crypto.
Yeah, it feels like retail is dead. We've alluded to this a number of times on our episodes around how institutional plays will end up performing the best, and we put Plume into our basket of like BitTensor, Core, CoreDAO, Ethereum, Bitcoin, Ondo. You know, this is like one of those plays. It's put maybe like of six projects that it's like, look, this is where the institutional money is going to go, and we're already seeing that upon Huan Ventures, Hashkey, Galaxy Ventures. You know, there's a big capital flow coming into this project. Another really cool thing that happened recently, and this is due to the network's EVM compatibility and its idea to go multi-chain, which is going to make liquidity a lot easier. It's going to make onboarding compliance a lot more simple for users, is the fact that they're going multi-chain and they just went live on Solana, leveraging layer zero omni-chain.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, look, you just have to think with these real projects, real world asset projects that are partnering with some of the largest asset managers in the world, things don't happen overnight. People are their attention span is so short because of the TikTokification of attention spans and pumped up fund tokens and scam coins and meme coins. They're like, oh, when 100x in one day? Like, these are real companies building real platforms for multi-billion-dollar institutional adoption. It doesn't happen overnight, but just you have to have a little bit more patience with these real projects. But in my opinion, it's going to pay off in spades. It's the same pitch that we always say about Ondo. Larry Fink keeps telling us tokenization of assets is the next multi-trillion dollar opportunity. We see what's happening with Ondo. We see what's happening with Plume. We see what's happening with BlackRock. Not to mention, Plume is American-based. We see tailwinds for American-based crypto specifically. So when we talk about American-based cryptos like, you know, obviously XRP, Solana, Ondo, Plume, AXGT, Surdy, these are American-based altcoins that we want to be buying, because I think when all is settled in the market turmoil, American crypto will rip the hardest. That's why we like Plume.
Yeah, so look, that's our Plume update. If we missed anything, let us know in the comments, and then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.